This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. In a reluctant vote, Colorado air commissioners have agreed to drop a plan to reduce commuter traffic along the Front Range. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The policy would have required large employers to offer alternatives to driving to work alone, like shuttle buses or telecommuting. Governor Polis cited the plan as a key piece of his effort to combat climate change. But after fierce resistance from business groups, air regulators dropped the mandatory policy and asked Colorado's Citizen Air Commission to approve. The members unhappily agreed Friday, saying they lacked the legal authority to reverse the decision. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis says the state is hoping federal funding could help beef up alternative routes to I-70 through Glenwood Canyon. CPR's Benta Brooklyn has more.
In an interview with Colorado Matters, Polis says the state needs an efficient bypass to get around Glenwood Canyon on Interstate 70, which has been closed frequently due to mudslides.
It's something simply the state can't afford to do, to have a several-hour bypass. We can't afford to have the heavy truck traffic coming into cities like Steamboat and damaging the local roads.
Polis says the state is working with Eagle and Garfield counties on alternative routes. The state has asked the federal government for more than $100 million to fund those efforts. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Fort Collins will see highs in the 80s to low 90s this weekend. Right now it's 80 degrees. Meanwhile, Grand Junction can expect highs in the upper 80s. This is CPR News.